Trump orders a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, and Bitcoin gives back its ceasefire rally, the two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire that sent Bitcoin above $72,000 on April 8th, has expired without an extension, and the fallout is arriving fast. Cointelegraph reported on April 12th that oil surged over 10% to $105 per barrel after President Trump ordered a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz following the collapse of peace talks. Bloomberg confirmed that the failure is already hitting Japanese corporate earnings outlooks as crude prices climb. As of April 12, 2026, BTC is trading at $70,710, 3.4% in 24 hours, still plus 2.7% on the week. ETH at $231.92, 4.2%, SOL at $81.53, 4.1%, and BNB at $592, 2.6%. The Fear and Greed Index has slipped to 42, neutral, down from 47 just days ago, when the ceasefire was holding. The ceasefire unraveled in under 2 weeks. When the U.S. and Iran announced a two-week truce on April 7th, markets reacted violently. Oil collapsed 14% in a single session, the steepest one-day drop since mid-2020. Bitcoin jumped 4.4% within hours. ETH surged 6.1%. The trade was simple. Ceasefire means Hormuz stays open, oil falls, inflation risk recedes, risk assets rally. That trade has now reversed almost entirely. The ceasefire framework required Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, the choke point through which roughly 20% of the world's traded oil passes. Both sides were supposed to use the pause to negotiate something more permanent. They did not. The specific sticking points have not been disclosed publicly, though Bloomberg's reporting on the failure mentions that talks broke down over what it calls key divergences, and the immediate U.S. response was military rather than diplomatic. A naval blockade of the strait itself. $105 oil changes. The macro calculus, Brent crude at $105, is not just an energy story. It feeds directly into the inflation data that the Federal Reserve watches when deciding rate policy. The March CPI already showed headline inflation at 3.5%, driven in part by the initial oil spike that preceded the ceasefire. If oil stays above $100, the April and May readings will be worse. The Fed minutes released earlier this month already put rate hikes back on the table as a contingency. A sustained oil shock makes that contingency more plausible. Higher rates, or even the credible threat of them, compress the valuations on risk assets, crypto included. For context, when oil hit $115 during the initial Hormuz closure in late March, BTC traded as low as $65,200. The ceasefire bounce brought it back above $72,000. At $77.10, the market has given back roughly half that recovery in a single day. The naval blockade is an escalation, not a repeat. A U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is qualitatively different from Iran's earlier closure of the strait. Iran shutting Hormuz was a bargaining chip meant to be temporary. The U.S. blockading it is an act of military force projection that complicates any near-term diplomatic resolution. This matters for positioning because the April 8th ceasefire trade was built on the assumption that the U.S. and Iran shared an interest in keeping the strait open. If the U.S. is now willing to block it as leverage, the probability of a quick resolution drops and the oil premium stays embedded. Japanese corporations are already adjusting. Bloomberg's report noted that firms entering earnings season face an increasingly bleak outlook as crude prices climb. Energy importing economies across Asia and Europe will feel the squeeze within weeks if the blockade holds. What crypto traders bought on April 8th is now underwater. Anyone who entered long positions on the ceasefire news is sitting on losses. BTC at $70,710 is below the $71,942 level where it traded immediately after the ceasefire was confirmed. ETH at $2,092 is below its post-ceasefire level of $2,542. SOL at $81.53 is below the $85.07 it hit on the relief rally. The move is not catastrophic by crypto standards. A 3-4% single-day drawdown is routine. But the context matters. This is not random volatility. It is a direct repricing of a geopolitical catalyst that the market had already traded on once. The next move depends on whether the blockade escalates further or whether back-channel diplomacy produces another pause. Stablecoin holders in oil-dependent economies face a different risk. Energy inflation erodes purchasing power in local currency terms, which is precisely the scenario that drives stablecoin adoption in emerging markets. But it also means the cost of living is rising for the same populations using crypto as a hedge.